This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Although we already knew it, State of the Union, it's not happening. There still is no end in sight to the government shutdown, and build the wall and crime will fall. Some of the chanting I heard earlier in the day, but a new poll shows that the president's disapproval rate hits a super high water mark, even with some Republicans, and I think that's because of that shutdown. So we're going to dive right into it. Hope you're doing well, everybody. Kate Delaney here, hanging with all of you across this great nation. A shout out to Holly from Loma Linda. We sat near each other on the plane, and it was so interesting because we've got a fabulous new affiliate in her area, KCAA. You can catch us all over the dial there, and boy, great place. I just did a speech there a couple of months ago. Anyway, it's not about speeches. Well, maybe it is of a different sort, because there's not going to be a State of the Union. And we knew that that was most likely going to be where we were, because Nancy Pelosi just made it official and said, no, there is no State of the Union while we have this shutdown. So the House Speaker says the Dems are going to block the President from giving the annual State of the Union address in the House chamber until the government's opened. Trump told Pelosi he would give his address as planned next week. The president said he would comply with Pelosi's request, though. This is her prerogative. He's throwing it on her. I will do the address when the shutdown is over. The White House, of course, and Congress, we know this, embroiled in a tussle, awful tug of war. I have no words for it. That's why I'm struggling to come up with them, because it's the same thing, this impasse that we've been talking about over the demand for 5.7 to build a wall. So where are you at on this whole wall thing? I'm broadcasting live from Philadelphia, and it's interesting. I'm staying at a friend's home, a really good friend of my mother's, and we had there were some other people that were over too, and it was kind of a split thing where, you know, you had people that said, definitely we need a wall. It's ridiculous. I don't want to pay any more for people flooding in here, and that's part of the problem. And then somebody else saying, no, that's ridiculous. So this is kind of what I'm seeing in with people I know, with people all over the country, because lately I've had the good fortune of broadcasting from a couple of different nooks and crannies. And it is really kind of a split deal. So if there's a poll out with some Republicans who are feeling negatively, I'm not shocked by that. Overwhelmingly still, though, it's not completely tanked the press by any stretch of the imagination. So the president said late Wednesday night he would comply with Nancy Pelosi's request not to do it. He made the announcement, as he always does, Twitter post, and added he would seek an alternative venue at which he could deliver his speech. So that's interesting. Alternative venue for the State of the Union address. Because how do you compete with that history, that whole thing? I don't know. The whole thing came down through a letter, because that's how it would. And this is the standoff that started back before Christmas, a couple days before that. So no State of the Union. This is the thing. The Republican-held Senate's going to hold a procedural vote Thursday on dueling Republican and Democratic plans to end the shutdown. What are the chances that this is going to be successful? It's like I said to my nephew the other day, hey, heads I win, tails you lose. I'm going to flip a coin. He didn't get it the first time. He got it the second time. There's no winner in this. And there's no proposal that's going to go through it. The first proposal said it would take up it would reflect Trump's offer to put $5.7 billion toward the wall in exchange for 3-year extension of legal protections for more than 700,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. That's that whole Dreamers thing. And then migrants fleeing humanitarian crises. Democrats have said that plan is inadequate. Six cups of coffee. And it likely will not go through the Senate. That's the key thing. If the Republican plan fails, the Senate will take up the Democratic-backed proposal to reopen the government into February while they negotiate a broader deal. It's similar to bills already passed by the Democratic-controlled House. The measure will fail, I'm sure, as well. So Democrats are prepared to give a counteroffer to the Prez that would meet or exceed the money, the billion, $5.7 billion in spending on border security, but it wouldn't include the funding for a wall. So that's the bottom line. The funding for the wall ain't happening, as far as the Democrats are concerned. As far as the president's concerned, no wall, no deal. So normally in a business deal, you go a couple of rounds, you walk out, you find a way to jab the other guy or woman. And it's not happening because the players are not going to dance off the card. The players are the same. And by the way, if you think that the government shutdown isn't affecting you, were you expecting a refund? I think I mentioned this in a previous show, but just to be clear, because I definitely have good sources here, the union is saying IRS worker absences are expected to continue to surge in some areas. That's affecting what's happening in offices. So be warned that with hundreds of IRS employees skipping work as part of a coordinated protest with the shutdown of the government into the fourth week, you can bet that you might see a delay on those refunds, right? Even though they ordered tons, tens of thousands of IRS workers to get back to work, they're missing their second paycheck this week. A second paycheck missed means more people are pissed, pardon my French, and they're not going. Texts, emails, messages, whatever. Hardships, and that's all you have to claim, and that's what's happening. Oh, I can't take my baby to daycare. I can't put food on the table. I can't put gas in the car. I can't do it. Officially, and we know this has happened last week, the partial shutdown is the longest in our history. It's affected 9 federal agencies, to be clear, as well as several small offices, leading to hundreds of thousands of federal employees being furloughed or required to work without pay. We get that, right? So the buzz in our backyard is, if this surge continues, you touch my money, I know likey. Because let's face it, politics are definitely local, and we can't help it. What affects you, your children, your life is when you're going to get really hot under the collar. And that's now starting to be the panic or the worry for some, that is this going to affect me as we're in week 5? And the answer is it could. Because what's not affecting you today could affect you the next time around if they have to continue to figure out what they're going to do in this with this wicked scenario. It's a mess. It's a mess. What can I say? And there aren't fabulous proposals that are out there that are floating around that are satisfactory to the president or satisfactory to the Democrats. And that in itself is the BDD, the big damn deal, as I like to say. Very sad. 5 people killed, executed in a bank in Florida. And it's just absolutely senseless. Happened in Sebring, Florida, and the SWAT team comes in and they see obviously what's happened, just completely makes no sense. The bank was taken over and
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Nightmare, but it unfortunately unfolded in Sebring, Florida. The Sebring Police Chief Carl Hoglan and Highlands County Sheriff Paul Blackman had the unenviable task of talking to reporters about 5 people being murdered in a bank senselessly on Wednesday after a gunman took hostages, forced them to the floor, and began shooting. So no, give me your wallet. Give me the keys to your car. Give me anything. Just killing them. This is not normally what you see in a bank robber scenario. So Zephan Xavier, 21-year-old, is the suspect. He was arrested and, walked into the bank with a T-shirt and khaki shorts. Looked like he could blend in. Just a tragic, senseless slaughtering of innocent people. It wasn't clear whether the victims were bank employees or customers. He entered and locked the bank, then forced them to lie on the floor, and that was it. He barricaded himself inside. The SWAT team burst in, and he surrendered. To me, the good news is he surrendered. Is it an eye for an eye? Does it make anyone feel better if they get that phone call? No. Is it a horrific, unbelievably steely-eyed, cold, sick and twisted thing to happen? Of course. And I can come up with all kinds of adjectives to describe, what so many would think of this guy doing this. But like I said, did you ever go in a bank, look around and think, I wonder, there are more bank robberies than you know of because they go under, well, they're not underreported, they just don't advertise it because of the fact of attracting other bank robbers, but police were alerted, by somebody who found the bank locked when he tried to go in to make a deposit. Best day of his life as he got away from there. And he saw people on the floor, someone walking around, and immediately, thank goodness, he acted and did something, but it was too late. They were already shot. So by the time the SWAT team swooped into the SunTrust Bank, there wasn't much to go on. There wasn't much there. And it is shocking and absolutely horrific. All right, this segment is what I like to call odds and ends. It's what's buzzing in your backyard and mine. In fact, this whole show is based on that. I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, sick of labels, don't have a label, you know, be my guest. You can always belly up and have a conversation with us or flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. I got to tell you, I'm excited. Coming up, a terrific interview with Campbell McLaren. Everything has just exploded for him. Think of mixed martial arts on a way different level. So my tag team partner, Greg Stebbin, who sometimes joins me for our Forbes Books business segments, is obviously part of this interview. And I found it completely fascinating. And I think you will too. You want to talk about an entrepreneur who has taken it to an unbelievable level, that would be it. All right, here's something else that you see when you go to, you think of our infrastructure and you go to some of these inner cities and you walk along and you start to look at some of the rusted out, bridges and steps and et cetera. Well, there's this famous bridge over East Grand Boulevard in Detroit. It collapsed Wednesday, covered the road that cuts through that iconic ruin, because that's what it is, with debris. Luckily, nobody was injured when the bridge fell about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but the Packard Plant Bridge once was a famous assembly line, and it's iconic in photographs. I probably can find it in two places in books that I have in my own house. Very, very famous, well-known area. And with what's happening in Detroit, I don't know, do you think they're going to do anything with this bridge? I'm thinking, probably not. And if you see photographs of it, this is radio. Think of a pedestrian crossing, and yeah, it's a little rusted out. It's in this cool area because of you know what's happened there, and it's got that iconic inner city flair in the Packard Plant Bridge. Anyway, I'm saying, and it collapsing. It looks like somebody threw a rock into the middle of it and it just exploded. And of course, we're talking, it's called the Packard Plant because it was Packard cars that they built. The last was in the 50s. And it's an industrial area, brick and concrete bridge, 150 feet long, 35 feet wide, spanned the boulevard one story above the roadway. So, of course, you get the environmental department out there, and they examine it, and they can see that it's got weak areas. I can't imagine that it doesn't, and that's why it collapsed. But luckily, nobody was crossing that bridge. Thank goodness. Because I think you wouldn't survive that, or you would have been severely injured. How about Michael Cohen? You know, he's like Jack in the Box. He just pops up wherever it seems, quoted all over the place. So anyway, the former lawyer for the president, Michael Cohen, postponed his congressional testimony, claiming he has threats from the president and Rudy Giuliani. Isn't it interesting? So he was supposed to testify on February 7th. He's been sentenced to 3 years in prison for a series of course, federal crimes. We know that, including tax evasion, finance violations, campaign finance violations. And he was going to testify about his dealings with Trump before the House Oversight and Reform Committee, but that didn't happen. And we know that he knows, all the secrets because for years he worked as Trump's defender in legal, business, and political matters. But now that's a whole different scenario for him. He's not going to do it. That's the key element in this. Remember, this is it. So Giuliani even said over the weekend that Cohen's father-in-law may have ties to something called organized crime. Wow. And then Congressman Elijah Cummings, who heads the Oversight and Reform Committee, and Congressman Adam Schiff, who heads the Intelligence Committee, said in a joint statement they understood Cohen's concerns and called efforts to intimidate congressional witnesses textbook mob tactics that we condemn in the strongest possible terms. I don't know, Michael Cohen, it's almost like a play to grab our interest. Because the more you hear, oh, he knew this, or he said this, or the more curious, even if you're not curious, you become. And I think that's almost a ploy in itself. I do. To get the authentic. I could be completely wrong, by the way, on that theory. Don't hold my feet to the fire. Is that fair? Do we understand each other? Capiche? I think we do. I'm just saying. I do. I think we do. Part of what is so fun for me about doing this show is to watch innovation and the markets and where they move, and they're sliding all over the place. And I noticed I went to get gas, and boy, premium gas in one of the cars is massively down, massively. But what does it mean? Well, I was looking at something about Subaru as I'm trying to talk to different automakers. And I have a couple of people on the show, more people on the show. We certainly have talked about cars before. But Subaru just stopped production of this massive operation in Japan that sells, you know, Subarus to American customers after discovering a potential steering defect. So you look at they may have this defect, and the Japanese automaker says, you know, we're stopping production of the Subaru Forester, Subaru Crosstech, which is second and third most popular American models, and they are selling like hotcakes. They're not going to resume production until maybe next Monday at the earliest. This power steering thing is disconcerting because they say it might affect 10,000 in the United States, could be smaller, and some of it hasn't been sold to customers. But any issue with power steering, whew, I wouldn't even mess with it. I mean, the Crosstrek is a reason why sales were up 31% in 2018. 31%. Wow. I mean, this is something that you don't want to take off the market. And of course, Subaru's like massively popular. The brand has been red hot in the U.S. I have three friends that have Subarus. What do we have in common? We all have dogs, but they have Subarus, and I don't. All right, Campbell McLaren coming up. Don't want to miss this. It's really good stuff. Hang with me.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new talks on making a deal to end the month-old partial government shutdown. President Trump says he could go along with what Congress comes up with, as long as it contains money for border security.
Well, it depends what the agreement is. I mean, yeah, but if they come to a reasonable agreement, I would support it.
Mr. Trump says he won't be happy if the deal doesn't include money for his border wall. His spokeswoman earlier said it must include a large down payment. He also said if it doesn't,
I have other alternatives if I have to, and I'll use those alternatives if I have to.
For weeks, the president has suggested he might declare a national emergency and have the military build the wall with unobligated money. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said she didn't think that would be a reasonable arrangement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Super excited about our guest who's joining us, the CEO, Campbell McLaren, for Combate Americas. As somebody who spent a lot of time around the UFC and MMA, in fact, I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave, and I talk about it. It's such a huge sport. Combate Americas is ginormous, and that truly is a word. It's almost, where do we begin with this guy? Our next guest is Campbell McLaren. As I mentioned, according to his website, he is universally recognized as the co-founder, co-creator of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. He is, again, the CEO of Combate Americas, the first U.S. Hispanic mixed martial arts sports franchise in history. Wow, Campbell, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here. And, you know, obviously happy anytime to talk about my favorite subjects of MMA.
Yeah, so as you go into MMA, I mean, first of all, take us to that story. How does that happen? What was your background?
Well, I was a TV producer. I worked for a company, a very big company called Bertelsmann. BMG was the music division, and we were doing a lot of music pay-per-views coming up on, 23 years ago. And the music pay-per-views were losing that giant company ginormous amounts of money. So
that's never a good plan, is it, to lose ginormous amounts of money?
No, and I got to tell you, the Germans really do not like the color red, let me tell you, when they see red on those figures. So my job was to find something that worked. And I was actually doing comedy and some car racing stuff, and it was working pretty well. And I met Horion Gracie. And I loved a game, a video game at the time, still around, called Mortal Kombat. And I saw I saw the chance to do something that looked like a reality version of Mortal Kombat, and that's really what the first UFC tournament was. So, you know, the tournament was a huge part of that back then, too. You know, as the sport has matured and evolved, it's now very different. But when we started it, there were 8 fighters in one night, and they had to have 3 fights to win. So I think part of what really launched the UFC was you got to see one fighter, and it usually was Hoyce Gracie back then. You got to see one fighter go through 3 fights in a 3-hour period, which is, you know, heroic, epic, and legendary all combined into one. So I think that's what really helped launch the UFC.
Well, and I never thought about this, but it just kind of came to me while you were talking and describing this history almost 25 years ago, but you now have a
Look, I'm aging fast enough, Greg.
Well, you know, I'm right there with you, Campbell. So, but I just realized, and it had never occurred to me, that you have a whole new generation of fans that did not even know that beginnings of UFC and MMA. I mean, so for them, they're saying something completely different. Yeah, they were not even born. Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
So, had you had any experience in boxing or wrestling or anything like that when you started this?
Well, I certainly started a lot of fights, but I never ended any. You know, I think what was interesting to me was, you know, there was this whole, in the 70s and 80s, you know, there was a lot of martial arts. What we used to call kung fu and chop sake, nonsensical martial arts stuff. And what appealed to me with the UFC, it was a chance to sort of see what was real and what wasn't. And so I didn't have a background as a fighter, but culturally, you know, the whole Bruce Lee, David Carradine, you know, all that sort of, Bruce Lee was nonsense, but a lot of it was nonsense. And so this was a chance to sort of put all that stuff to the test. And I think we blew through a lot of paper tigers like Chuck Norris and, you know, his ilk that really didn't know what they were teaching and were kind of more baloney than not. And I think that was another cool thing about the early UFC. It was really kind of had a very strong BS detector.
We're talking with Campbell McLaren. He is universally recognized as the co-founder and co-creator. Universally. As the creator, the co-founder and co-creator of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. He has a new league called Combate Americas. And we're really just digging into the beginnings of this sport. And here's my question for you, because not everybody, this is kind of a cultural thing, and not everybody's part of the culture. So I need you to explain, are MMA, mixed martial arts, and UFC, Ultimate Fighting Challenge, or Championship, excuse me, see, even I can get it mixed up. Are MMA and UFC the same thing?
No, absolutely not. And that's what brings us to Combate Americas. Well, we started with the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and, you know, John McCain, Senator John McCain, former presidential candidate, deemed us a threat to Western civilization.
And, always a good thing, right?
Always a good thing. Helps in the press. Doesn't always help you, you know, on the business side, but certainly gets people's attention. So the Ultimate Fighting Championship, which some 25 years ago, as you rounded up, was a threat to Western civilization. It's great to know the world has really matured and, you know, gotten so much more civilized that we're no longer that. You know, there's a few folks ahead of the UFC in terms of being a threat to the Western civilization. But we went to UFC because it sounded more like a sport. Right. So Ultimate Fighting Championship, we didn't want to be so fighting this. So NBA, MLB, you know, and so on. We went to UFC. So that was that first change in the name. And then MMA came in later when we wanted to describe more of the background of the sport. So mixed martial arts means what it says. We bring together karate, kickboxing, kung fu, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, boxing. All the martial arts come together, and they're mixed. So a great guy named Jeff Blotnick coined that phrase. He was an Olympic wrestler. He's one of our announcers and helped really develop the sport before dying of Hodgkin's a few years ago. Great guy. So that's where MMA comes from. People use it generically, the way you say Kleenex when you mean tissue, right? Or, you know, whatever, a fridge when you mean the refrigerator. So instead of Frigidaire, I guess. So MMA is the sport, and UFC is one of the promotions in it. And a good example of the difference is the UFC started as a grappling art. You know, it started when I brought in college and Olympic wrestlers and, of course, with the famous jiu-jitsu family, the Gracies. So it's a grappling art that added striking. So you're a wrestler that learns how to punch. You're a jiu-jitsu guy that learns how to do Muay Thai kicks. As I decided to do something else, I decided to start with boxing as the martial art. So in Combate Americas, because it's Hispanic-based, most Mexican fans, fight fans, are strong boxing fans. Mm-hmm. Just like most Puerto Rican fight fans, strong boxing fans, great boxing tradition. So I brought in boxers that are learning to grapple. So if the UFC is grapplers learning to punch, Combate is punchers learning to grapple. Oversimplification, but that kind of is what it is. And what it means is when you watch Combate, you know right away it's different. You see a lot less groundwork and a lot more knockouts. And my guys tend to finish fights rather than go to the judges. Because, as we see, you don't have to be Hispanic to fight in Combate Americas, but you got to fight like a Mexican. And a Mexican fights toe-to-toe, slugging it out. If you've seen Floyd Mayweather dancing back up, that is not Mexican-style boxing. So when you watch Combate Americas, you see an example of what that Mexican and Puerto Rican fight tradition is like. There's a great word in Spanish, Mexican Spanish, and it's a type of fighter who's known as a fajador. And a fajador is, it's a funny word because it actually means make-out artist. Like the kind of guy that grabs a girl and just goes, blah, 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 blah. And so a boxer is known as a fajador when he gets in there real close and just bangs it out and just slugs and slugs. So that's what Combate looks like. So if you watch the UFC, oftentimes you see very intricate and to the very nuanced fan, the ground game, the very intricate ground game is compelling. But for the new fan and people that may not know the UFC, that have been born since I created the sport, a lot of them are gravitating to Combate just because it's more action, more exciting, and a little bit easier to grasp for the neophyte.
Yeah, speaking of that, Campbell, it's interesting. I've seen Floyd Mayweather fight a few times, and maybe that's why with the UFC there's such a push to see Floyd Mayweather fight Conor McGregor, because to have the action between the two of them as they're trying to figure out a way to get more eyeballs and keep the eyeballs on it, because as you say, Combate obviously is pulling in a lot of those millennial folks and not necessarily just Hispanics, other people as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, exciting fights are not just something, you know, Hispanic viewers like. and the thing I say about Combate is I said, look, salsa outsells ketchup in the U.S. Not because they're more Hispanics, but because everybody likes Spanish flavor, right? It's spicier. So,
Kate, can you see that this guy's a bit of a salesman?
I get it, yeah.
And a storyteller. Touche on that, Campbell.
I love that. So hang on. There's so much here, Campbell. If you would come back for our next show, that would be terrific. Can we get you back on?
I think one's enough, guys. You know, there's only so much Campbell to go around. No, I'd love to come back. These are great questions.
All right, we'll see you.
And I like that I'm universally known, by the way. I appreciate that.
Perfect. We'll see you next time around. Thank you.
All right. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
He was so fascinating, we had to have him back on again. It wasn't enough time. One segment, he could fill up hours and hours of this show. Campbell McLaren joins us again. He is the CEO of Combate Americas, the first U.S. Hispanic mixed martial arts sports franchise in history. Campbell, thanks so much for coming back on with us.
Kate, it's a pleasure. You've gotten so much better at saying Combate Americas than the last time.
You know what? My Spanish is a CSC. I lived in Spain for a year, so I had to get better at it. So there you go. You know, last time we were talking about the sport itself, I wanted to get more into the business. I know Greg Stebbin, my co-host, wanted to as well, but I have one last question for you. How about women fighters? Because as you know, Ronda Rousey, I get asked about her all the time, is off the charts huge. Even if the last time around she loses, tries to come back, loses again, people really gravitate toward her. She's a big name. Are we going to see some big names come out of Combate Americas?
Yeah, well, we're very, very focused on the women's division because I think it's the most exciting part of MMA right now. Ronda's a great example, right? You've got a very smart, very pretty, great athlete. So it's just an incredible force. And she's had her ups and downs last year. But, you know, one of the things that when I first realized how smart Ronda was, it was a while back. She was doing an interview, and they said it was one of her first wins, and it was, 40 seconds. And they said, did you have any problems in the fight? She said, the only problem was I was worried my sports bra was going to come off. And when she said that, I go, every guy listening went, the sports bra's come off? And that's, I go, that's when I realized she got every guy's attention right there. And then when you look at it, I think one of the advantages MMA gives women, and I think this is a huge advantage, is most women's sports, to an extent, are version of men's sports, which means they're versions of upper body sports. So in tennis, basketball, boxing, even golf, you're never going to see a woman compete on the level that men can, because, look, the reality is men are stronger in their upper body in a much greater proportion to women. But MMA is a full body sport, so that balance, leverage, technique, strength below the hips, all these elements combine to give what might be the best sport for women. So I think you've got a physical advantage in MMA for women that they can compete on the highest level in a way that other men don't necessarily surpass. Now, obviously, I'm not suggesting men fight women, but what I am suggesting that this is a great sport to use a woman's physical, mental techniques into making her the most exciting athlete. So that's what's very cool about women's MMA. The other thing is it plays perfectly into our cultural trends, too, because when I started the UFC, the Gracie family had something called Rape Safe, which essentially were escape techniques if you were attacked. You know, how to bend back a thumb and things to use leverage to make women safe in a very, you know, unpleasant close encounter. So that was sort of the approach back then. Don't let women be victims. I think now with girl power and the strong focus on feminism and women's issues, it sort of flipped it around. It's not don't be a victim. It's a little bit be an aggressor. And I think women's MMA gives women the ability to go out and start the fight, not just try to get out of a fight. And I think psychologically, culturally, I think that's a very big difference. And I think I notice about women, when the guys fight, we recently had a fight, and this is a true story. Kevin Ioli wrote about it in Yahoo Sports. One of my guys, John Castaneda, came in with 3 days' notice. A fighter was hurt 3 days before the fight. And I called John. He's a great competitor. He said he would take the fight. He came in, and we were fighting in L.A. First round, John took kind of a beating. And I saw in his eyes as he went to the corner, he goes, I didn't come here to get beat up. I actually came here to win the fight. And in the second round, he takes down his opponent, ends the fight. Great fight. As I go into the jaula, the cage, and the referee's about to raise his hand in victory, John leans over to me and says, Campbell, my opponent's having money troubles, and he's got two little kids. Give him my fight bonus. Mm-hmm. And I was amazed at that. I haven't heard about that in any other sport, never encountered it in life. Two guys beat the crap out of each other, and then one guy gives his winnings to the other one. So I was always impressed by that martial arts spirit. The problem is with women is the guys hug it out at the end. Women are clearly furious. It's like, you slapped me, bitch. And I think the anger, it builds up these huge rematch possibilities. And it's a very different thing. It's like women do not forgive. The guys are like, yeah, whatever, you beat me up, you beat me up, we'll see you next time. And the women are like, I'm going to remember you forever. And I'm going to get revenge. And I found that to be a huge difference. And obviously, as a promoter, it's like gravy for me. It's fantastic. You know, animosity really sells tickets. So, as a
business guy, I mean, because that's, I mean, this is a brilliant business creation. You started, again, almost 25 years ago. Were you ahead of the curve back then and you've stayed ahead of the curve? Or would it be more accurate to say you've actually for 25 years been defining the curve? Because culturally, our world looks a lot like this thing you created called UFC and now Combate Americas. I mean, we just had kind of a UFC presidential election. We have this kind of fighting everywhere. And I'm just wondering, can you look at it now and say, wow, 25 years ago, I never would have dreamed, or it's exactly what I thought would happen?
That is a great question. I'm not sure you guys have enough time for the answer, but I will say that the business side of this has changed greatly when Lorenzo Fertitta sold the UFC to Ari Emanuel and the KKR group of investors. So the business side is, if you like business and you like sports business, the business side of the story is equally fascinating to anything that happens in the cage. But I have a new investor in Kombate named Joe Plumeri, and Joe is a very famous guy, ran Citibank, ran Travers Insurance, Willis Insurance. He's known as the guy in KKR. Henry Kravis is the second K in KKR, a huge leverage buyout company. He's known as the guy that fixes Henry's broken toys, including First Data, which is his most recent success, turning it from a subpar business to a multi-billion dollar business. So Joe came in, invested a lot in my company, and is now the chairman of my board. And Joe said, MMA works because society is angrier now. And, you know, I think there's a reality to it. I'm not sure I caused this, but I think I was certainly felt the mix. And, you know, the ante's continually being raised. Years ago, before I did the UFC, there was a nasty comedian, funny but nasty comedian named Andrew Dice Clay.
Yep.
And he got banned everywhere, including HBO, and you couldn't see him. And I put him on pay-per-view because he still had fans. You just literally couldn't see him on any established network. So we did very well with him. Andrew said to me at one point, he said, after you've seen X, you can't go back to R. And there's a lot of truth to that, and I think that's partially what we're seeing in society. My only complaint is there's no dialogue anymore. It's all like me. It's a continual output. So at some point, somebody's got to start listening again, so I'll take that as my own cue and start listening again.
You know, the thing is, we're here talking, and this is, you know, Forbes Books at Bedtime, so we're all about business, and I want to encourage our listeners to take what you said about the business story being as fascinating as what happens in the cage or in the ring, and understand that you have tapped into something, and I'm guessing sometimes you were driving, and sometimes it was driving you, but you looked at it from a business perspective and hit grand slam. You continue to hit grand slam after grand slam. Slam after grand slam.
Well, I want to do this show every day. This is really good.
It's like, what is your life? Greg is great at that. Greg is great at that. If you need a setup man, he is your guy, Campbell. There's no question.
I am in.
Exactly.
My wife's number. You got to talk to her. I want you to do my introduction and tell my wife this kind of stuff. That would be excellent. Especially on my birthday or something.
I love that. We only have less than a minute left, but what is it that keeps you up at night? All your ideas?
No, I'll tell you, I have the very good problem that Combate is expanding so fast we can't keep up. It turns out we've become a giant hit in Mexico. We've got five times the ratings the UFC does in Mexico. And we have a huge offer from ESPN Latin America to go to South America. The big TV networks in South America inviting us to come in and do live shows. I was happy just to take over the Spanish side of the U.S. It seems like I'm going to be able to take over the whole hemisphere. So, you know, okay.
Like I said, universally recognized.
There you go.
I love it. Campbell McLaren, CEO of Combate Americas, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you both.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.